one of the trustees. How about Chicago campus report? If you like to make some remarks, your first one.
We're changing the agenda a bit because we're waiting on one of the trustees before we take the vote. So, Paula, if you could give your campus report.
I'm sorry. He wanted the students.
We would be done in a couple of minutes, and I know Devon has limited time.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, could I refer to one thing on the agenda before you did it, declare it up?
Yeah.
If you don't mind, I'm sorry, I missed something. Richard, we are
trying to pass the time, so please go ahead.
Your agenda item 11, which looks very much like the Bernie Madoff how to swindle item. Could I get more information for academic affairs on the Master of Science in Financial Engineering at some point?
Yes, I'd be happy to supply that to you within the next week or so. This is something that's been worked on among the two colleges for how long?
The other item.
3 years, yeah.
The other item, Devin, I'm just finishing this up, is under the report for academic affairs, Mir Campus. I want to make absolutely sure that what I'm reading is correct. And establish an undergraduate minor in lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, LGBT / queer studies. Is that the proper lexicon now?
That would be correct. This is the July 13th memo?
Yes. Page 2.
Page
2. Second bullet point down.
Establish in Arabic studies. That is correct, as written.
That's the correct and current nomenclature.
Yeah, that is correct, Trustee Schmidt.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, well, I think Trustee Bruce is online, so I'm going to request our student trustee. Let's get Trustee Bruce done. We do the roll call item, and then we'll move back. I hope you.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Madam Secretary?
Yes, sir. Item A1 is approved minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting. 1, approved resolution for Richard M. Schell. 2, appoint members to the Athletic Board, Urbana. 3, appoint professors to the Center for Advanced Study, Urbana. 4, appoint interim provost and vice chancellor for academic affairs, Urbana. 5, appoint interim dean, College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences, Urbana. 6, appoint interim dean, College of Media, Urbana. 7, amend multi-year contracts with head varsity coach football, Urbana. 8, appointments to the faculty, administrative, professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 9, promotions in academic rank and change in tenure for 2009-2010. 10, approve additional sabbatical leaves of absence 2009-2010. 11, establish the Master of Science in Financial Engineering, College of Business, and Colleges of Business and Engineering, and the Graduate College, Urbana. 12, eliminate the Bachelor of Arts in the Teaching of Russian in the College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Urbana. 13, designate the Robert A. Evers Laboratory, Illinois Natural History Survey, Institute of Natural Resource Sustainability, Urbana. 14, designate Douglas Hall Namings, College of Business Administration, Chicago. 15, designate the Alfred O. and Barbara Cordwell Thirkelson Field Station at Imaquan, Springfield Campus. 16, approve changes in student fees for fiscal year 2010, Urbana. 17, approve agreement with Champaign Urbana Mass Transit District for transit services and approve increase in campus transportation fee, Urbana.
I'll move it.
Was that Mr. Bruce?
Epley.
Thank you, Mr. Epley.
Second.
Now we do the voice vote, right? Yeah, those in favor say aye.
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 Okay, so the motion is approved.
Mr. Baker, step out. You can back just a minute.
Yeah.
Roll call vote. approve finance number 18, approve financing team for projects at the University of Illinois Medical Center at Chicago. 19, employ architect and engineer for structural analysis, Natural History Building, Urbana. 20, employ architect and engineer for first floor south remodeling, Richard J. Daley Library, Chicago. 21, approve project for decommissioning of research reactor, Urbana. 22, approve project for addition to the College of Medicine, Peoria, for Cancer Center, Chicago campus. 23, employ construction manager for Residence Hall West and Garner Hall Demolition, Stanley O. Eikenberry Commons, phases C and D, Urbana. 24, employ architects, consultant, and engineers for professional services, Urbana. 25, amend professional services agreements for architect, engineer, and consultants, Chicago. 26, authorize lease of space for College of Medicine at Urbana-Champaign, Carl Forum Education and Conference Center, Urbana, Illinois. 27, purchase recommendations. 28, authorize settlement in Aziz v. Slavin et al. 29, authorize settlement in Austin v. Bargerant et al.
Well, can we get a voice vote on non-roll call items, please? Those in favor?
Do you have a motion and a second?
Oh, we have the motion.
Right.
And can we, so that is approved. We can, what now? Those opposed? Anyone opposed?
No? I'll move the roll call agenda.
Thank you, Mr. Epley.
Can we have a second?
Second.
Trustee Montgomery, second.
Thank you.
Madam Secretary, can we have a roll call vote?
First, student advisory votes. Mr. Felix?
Aye.
Mr. Reschke?
Yes.
Mr. Zabrotny?
Aye.
Official vote, Mr. Bruce?
Aye, on all except for the settlement. Thank you.
28 and 29 abstain. Dr. Carroll?
Aye.
Mr. Doris?
Aye. With the exception of items 28 and 29, I abstain.
Thank you, sir. So noted. Mr. Epley?
Abstain on 18, aye to the rest.
Not voting on 18 and aye on all others?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mr. McMillan?
Aye on all.
Thank you. Mr. Montgomery?
Aye on all except 28 and 29, and I abstain as to those.
So noted. Thank you. Governor Quinn? Dr. Schmidt?
Aye to all.
Mr. Shaw?
Aye on all.
Mr. Vickery?
Aye to all.
Thank you, everyone.
Mr. Chairman, I'm going to step out of the phone booth and go back into the jury room and
wait
my turn.
Thank you, Mr. Epley. Thank you.
Super rich.
Okay, what is the next?
Mr. Chairman, could I just have just a moment before we move to the next item of business? There was just a watershed moment in the career of a person in this room, and I always think it's a shame not to enjoy that moment with the person involved. Thanks to your vote, Assistant Professor T. Fen Ting, who I introduced this morning, of Environmental Studies, the new chair of the Senate Executive Committee and chair of the Springfield Senate, was just promoted and granted tenure at the University of Illinois. Would you join me in congratulating? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Thank you, Professor. And while we are at it, I think, is Rick Scroll still here?
There he is.
Rick, please rise. And this is your last meeting, and once again, thank you so much for all your contributions and working with all of us, and your kindness and thoughtful noise and difficult under working under difficult circumstances at a time. Trying to get the money is not easy. Thank
Please.
You.
Thank you.
So.
This one?
Yes. I'd like to get, let's go back to our original agenda, and we are going to, wait.
Are we doing Global Campus?
Global Campus?
Yeah.
So, let's do the most interesting subject now, which we have been discussing for last few meetings, which is the update on plans and priorities. And today's update is on the Global Campus. So, who is taking the lead? Chancellor Herman and Chancellor Paul Allen? Yeah.
We're going to take turns.
Oh, okay. You all decide.
Let me remind the board that at the May meeting, the board approved the concept of the Global Campus 2.0 and requested that the chancellors, in record time, meaning 8 weeks, put together plans to make operational the Global Campus 2.0 concept. The chancellors have been working hard with some faculty, and they are here today to give you a very brief report on the plans for the future of online education at U of I.
The plan this afternoon is for each chancellor to comment about the overview of the initiative, and then a faculty representative from each campus will provide more detail on the programs and tentative, and I really mean tentative, enrollment and budget projections. At this point, there are a number of details yet to be addressed. Nonetheless, the headline should read, Online Education Reset, True to the University of Illinois' Mission. We will, this afternoon, put forward a number of proposals representing an aggressive and innovative set of strategies for growing the university's e-learning effort and for developing a number of new programs in areas that will hopefully expand access to community college students as well as to other student populations. We believe that what we are offering or proposing this afternoon is extremely congruent with the mission of our university, particularly its land-grant mission. Please recall, at the May board meeting, Carrie Heitman was here, and she spoke about the IBHE's public agenda to make educational opportunities available to college students, non-traditional students, et cetera. We believe that the IBHE goals, as articulated in the public agenda, to increase educational attainment, to ensure college affordability, to increase the number of quality post-secondary credentials to meet the demands of the economy and an increasingly global society, and to better integrate Illinois' educational research and innovation assets to meet the economic needs of the state, provides support for what we will describe this afternoon. The other piece that's very important, and many other states are following, IBHE is planning to focus on working-age residents who lack a college degree, but whose education could serve to hopefully enhance the economic future of the state. And lastly, another supportive piece of evidence is recently the President of the United States announced an investment of $12 billion over 10 years to improve educational programs and facilities at community colleges. We envision creating undergraduate degree completion opportunities for community colleges, but we also see the need to develop educational opportunities for other student populations. In other words, we are expanding the concept of access to include other populations. And I just want to comment about one principle, multiple principles that the Chancellor spoke of as we were planning. We want to preserve the excellence of this institution. We want to guarantee that our brand remains strong. And we want to make certain that the role of faculty governance are all the cornerstones for this particular initiative. So we believe that the task force, the GC 2.0 task force, use GC 2.0 mainly as a placeholder. So today we have decided to provide a new name. rather than GC 2.0.